Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sanspants Radio. Whenever I have a nightmare where I'm naked, I'm never naked, I'm always just wearing a t-shirt, because I think it's more awkward to try and cover your dick and balls with a t-shirt than if you're just nude. Because if you're just nude, you can just be like, hey, I'm nude, this is me. But if you got a t-shirt, obviously, like, not only are you naked, you're also fucked up getting dressed. And I think that's what makes it all the more humiliating if you have a dream like that. I always wake up being like, thank God I know to put pants on, too.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, Sanspants Radio is part of Melbourne Fringe this year, and along with some of our other shows, we're going to be doing a live D&D's for Nerds for one night only before we chuff on off to the UK. Just head on over to melbournefringe.com.au to grab your tickets. D&D is on the 23rd of September, and check out sanspantsradio.com/live for the dates and times of our other shows. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chapter 17 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Then,
Tolton's eyes glaze over. You can tell your spell work.
Excellent.
Right,
Tolton. He fucking means business now.
Yeah, this is like Jack in his element.
All right, well, I'll head to the gnomes, and I'll see what work I can do there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been a big help.
Is there anything I can do?
I was going to save them for your friends.
Well, I'll bring them to him.
All right.
Excellent.
You get 6 potions. A pure moderate.
It's going to go down real well. All right, thank you very much.
The first day the gun battle was introduced to this city, I remember it well. Because before then, to kill a man, you had to be a man.
Look at the stupid orc man in his stupid uniform. And all I wanted to do was punch them, but I knew that if I did, I would lose my job. Then, Gregia punched
him. I didn't realize you were still a member of the town guard. Turns around.
You
see a look of disgust on his face.
You just made me captain, like half an hour ago. Yeah, I've been down in Little Teagle-Eye clearing rubble and wreckage off people who are down there.
You've been in Little Teagle-Eye, have you?
Yeah, Leo's a halfling.
You speak with the halfling families?
I know that Greg Piss is coming and done something shifty, though.
Possibly, yeah.
I fuckled him somehow.
Got him drunk.
Greg Piss is alive.
Oh, yeah, we look.
Second of all, I don't know how he got out, but he got out, he's done something, and I am no longer a captain in the guard.
Greg Pierce, you're on your way to the gnomish section?
Reconsidered. I might drop down into the sewers, find that blood cop. Just remind me, because it's been a while, did they give me an ultimatum that if I don't come back with the weapon, they'll kill me?
Well, they didn't really give you that ultimatum, but you feel like you need your soul.
I figured. Cool. I'm going to certainly hop into the sewers. I have several plans, depending on what I find there. I'm going to try and seek out the blood cult.
Did you say before that one of your plans revolved around me tearing you apart?
No, I was, because I've written down here all of the different factions and their relationship to me, and the things I have on them, the things they have on me, and for other players, I've just got O'Rourke will kill me.
I will now.
I figured there's no way I can bargain my way out of that. No. Leo, up in the air.
It's not personal. Yeah. I get it.
You're wandering around for ages fruitlessly, mm-hmm. until finally someone calls out, "Brother, you have returned."
Is this Ralph?
Sorry?
Is that the leader of the Blood Cult? Was his
no,
name Ralph?
This is, well, yeah, his name is Ralph. This is not Ralph, however. This is a man you know as Skip Tarkenton. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen him in the cult before.
Yeah.
But you know he's like a big power player in the merchants around town.
Cool. How deep in the cult
rich
is he?
Blood cult.
You don't know.
Okay. I turn around. Indeed I have.
Have you come to speak to the Allfather?
I have news on the location of the weapon. But between you and me, how's he feeling? How's he doing? Is he in a
Excuse
mood?
Excuse me?
The Allfather, is he, you know...
Is the Allfather in a mood?
He's jubilant, as we all are.
Right, yeah.
Blood has been spilled this night.
It's been good. I had a hand in that.
We figured you might. Please, come with me.
I run him through with my saber.
It's a rapier, first
rapier,
off.
Rapier. Sorry, it's sabers on the brain.
Yeah.
I got plans.
Oh, well. Watching Jackson play this is so entertaining.
Oh, yes.
Crit.
That's good news.
Pull that, I quit.
For those
fail.
Of you who can't see, I picked up a critical hit and was like, nah, put it away. Picked up a critical miss. That was the gag.
Don't do sight gags on an audio medium.
Vulnerable spot. Normal damage and target takes 1d4 ability damage of your choice. Strength, con, dex, int, whiz, charisma. Your choice.
What's going to make him less likely to attack me back?
Well,
or going to make him weaker if he attacks me back?
Strength will make him weaker. Constitution might just kill him.
Constitution, then.
Is that melody?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, he's dead.
Sweet.
Skewer him, like, right through the... between the eyes.
Okay, I'd like to take... I'm assuming he's in a robe of some variety.
A blood red robe, yeah.
Sweet. I'd like to grab that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd like to hide the body as best I can. I know that's probably difficult.
You roll it into the water.
Rightio. Sweet. Now,
do bodies sink or float?
Depends on the time.
Yeah. Float, when they're fresh kills.
Float.
Do you think float?
Yeah.
Well, he starts sailing down.
That's fine. Right. Now I'm going to keep trying to find the blood cult.
Wasn't he going to take you to the blood cult?
Yes, but see, here's the rub. the blood cult presumably are going to be pretty mad that I've been like, well, look, hey, yeah, I was meant to get the weapon, but I've just fucked around for ages. But if I turn up looking like this cunt, nobody's going to suspect a thing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I still
don't quite see your plan, but yes.
It's because if I turn up as Greg Pierce, they're like, oi, okay. Dickhead. If I turn up as this guy, they're like, hey, what's up? And I can be like... I can do alter self.
All right, yep.
Yeah, and just put the robes on.
Clever. Mm. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? It takes you several hours.
Gee.
Okay. You spend a lot of time looking.
The sewers are confusing.
So he's lost all that time. That's good.
You find nothing.
God fucking damn.
It's a big city.
Do I not even remember where? Because I've been there.
You know the vague area, yeah, but like...
I'll keep searching. All right. Fine.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
And you spend a lot of time. But you do actually find it. It takes you like... 5-6 hours.
That's fine. Whatever it takes.
But you find this like not a door, but a patch of the wall has this like skull carved into it that's weeping a red liquid that you're pretty sure is blood. And this place does look familiar.
Can I? What was the name of the guy that I killed?
The name of the guy, Skip Tarkenton.
All right.
What blows my mind is that you're taking notes and then you just like don't use them, but you do. You're like a savant.
Idiot savant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to. Is it like a door?
It's a marking in the wall.
Okay. I'd like to like rub my hands over it, see if I can find like a secret latch or whatever.
You're able to find a seam in the wall. There's definitely a door here, but you're not sure how to open it.
Can I like knock on it? Do I think that would like
maybe?
I'll give it a knock.
You knock on it. Nothing happens. You're standing here for a little while. You notice, like, on the door, there's, like, black ichor, like the, you know, old blood.
I cut my finger, bleed onto it.
Good job.
Yeah.
The door opens.
And then alter self to look like Skip Tarkenton.
Right. You wander in. There's like a lot of people here in black, blue, and red robes. You think the robes signify something, but you're not sure what. Mm-hmm. They're moving about chanting. It's a sort of a chapel. There's doors off to the sides.
Brothers! I yell. I know of the location of the weapon. I have killed the Cad Greg Piss and discovered its location.
I like to imagine that Greg Piss would like talk himself up.
the brilliant, gorgeous,
sly, devious, very handsome, big cocked Greg Piss. Oh, wait, I don't say kill. I say I have like met with. Because if I say kill, they're going to be like, oi. Yeah, no, met with. Well, that's a worry.
Oh,
well, that's me done.
No, or this might be you succeeding, well, and Adam is mad at you.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a 2. They got a 1.
Luckiest lad in the land.
So they throw up their arms and start chanting, "Blood, blood, blood,
I join.
Blood, 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 blood." Pushing past them, Father Ralph Moroni,
mm-hmm,
the leader of the Blood Cult.
Who's Moth B? Just have Moth B written down.
I assume that's like a stupid name I came up with back at the start.
It's not Mother Blood or anything like that, like the name of the deity of the Sabres or some shit.
Anyway.
Could be anything,
fuck
really.
Me in.
It might be... Oh, wait. Is it... No.
Oh, well.
No, I have no idea who that is. He approaches you and he says, "Brother, lead us!"
Unfortunately, I know its location, but not how to get there. The gnomes have
toy with us.
The gnomes have it in a stronghold in the sewers here with us.
Then summon Piss.
I do not know where he's got. He's slippery as an eel, father. Or father.
Slippery as an eel. Slippery as a big cocked eel.
It's exactly how it would go down too.
Uh-oh. Father Moroni.
I have 70 minutes to be this guy as well.
Father Moroni gives you a weird look. And he says, "Very well then. Brothers, sisters, please, calm. Fetch me the vessel."
Oh, shit.
Someone brings along this, like, jar. Within the jar is this white wisp. Mm. You feel a weird affinity with the white wisp.
Oh, no!
Dear me!
Father Moroni grabs it and he says, "You spoke with Piss, did you?"
"Yes, indeed I did."
"Well, he can't have gone far, surely." He shakes the container.
Mm-hmm.
You feel just sick at your stomach.
I try to keep, like, without flinching. Just no change in my face.
Father Moroni looks you dead in the eyes, and you know you're not fooling him.
Mm-hmm.
"Well, is that so?" He's just, like, slowly moving it about, and as he moves it, you feel really bad. He jerks it once. You clutch at your chest and double over, screaming out in pain.
Bruises up.
They're all standing around you. Reveal yourself.
I'll tap my chest, be Greg Piss again.
"Child of sin. What have you done with brother?"
"I spilled blood for you. That's good, right? Spilled blood."
There is no use to spilling blood when a willing supplicant would spill more as they aged.
"Right, yeah. Of course. My bad.
That's light the fire."
You know what I love is that he had this great plan, but it's stupid, so now you're punished.
But it's a 50-50 split every time.
I feel like it's like a 60-40 split.
You're 70-30, to be honest.
Best.
If your soul, your deep center, is not enough to convince you to sacrifice for our cult, perhaps we shall take from the outside in instead.
I'll bleed for you.
No.
Oh, I'll right. Burn for
big
you.
Big dick.
Not my massive cock.
The cultists hold you down as they light a big sacrificial kind of looking flame.
Right.
You know, in Indiana Jones, they get attached into that, like, metal cage thing? Mm-hmm. One of those is lowered down, and you get put into that.
Are they gonna rip his heart out while it's still beating?
Let us sacrifice the supplicant's flesh!
Adam, how many exits are there for this room?
3.
Okay, how close am I to them?
The one that you came through, the entryway, you're pretty close.
Can I blink?
You can.
I'd like to blink for that exit and be like, catch me if you can.
You're out before they can react.
And I'm going to try and run. I've got no clue where it is. I saw on the map.
I'm a little sad. I was going to take your skin.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. On the map, I saw the location of the Gnomish Stronghold, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to run for that.
Can you blink many times while you have that weapon?
I have 3 blinks.
3 a day, I believe it is.
Cool.
So I'm going to run, and my intention is to lead the blood cult to the gnomes.
Hey.
And then in the confusion, steal the weapon.
It's like
navigating
poetry.
The sewers to get there is going to be quite a task.
Yeah, I figured. But, like, it's either that or lose my skin, so.
Yeah, fair.
You've literally lost everything else. You no longer cast a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how the fuck was the commander not sus that you didn't cast a shadow?
It's not really something that you notice, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm not noticing you your shadow.
Like, when do you think you ever notice a person's shadow?
It's more of those things where you notice that, like, you know, you don't notice that it's there, but when it's not there, some of those things are like, hey.
I think it's the kind of thing where, like, after Greg Pierce had left, you'd be like, what the fuck? Something was weird about it. Oh my god, he didn't have a shadow.
Oh, yeah, it's twice a day and it lasts for 6 rounds.
Sweet.
So is it like every round you can blink?
Yeah, so every round you... Oh.
Because then my intention is like...
Because like, blink, 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 blink.
Blink and have them get up to me. Blink, have them get up to me and blink my way to the Gnomish Stronghold.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was amazing.
Can't catch Grub Piss. He's a big, cocked, slippery eel.
We had to kill him in that vault.
Oh, sorry, it's not a teleportation thing. You blink between the material plane and the ethereal plane. So, No, you could still do what you wanted to do.
It's just not teleporting. It's like, I disappear.
You're, like, gone there, gone there, gone there. So you could still move through, like, walls and stuff. So you actually, still could have escaped.
Yeah, cool. Good, good.
I'd like to imagine that you went to blink and they just rip still in the thing like,
oi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, I misunderstood what a blink was. So that clarified for me.
Yeah, so what happens is when you activate the blink thing, usually, sometimes you're in the material plane, but then sometimes you're in this weird, like, ghost world where everything's like,
and I can kind of move through shit in
the
first world.
Like Lord of the Rings, you put the ring on.
That's a good way to describe it. All right, so you attempt to navigate towards...
the Gnomish Stronghold. Should have taken that map. That would have been clever.
Would have been.
Well, fuck me.
Greg Pierce, King of the Land.
I kind of want Greg Pierce to win this...
This locked up in two smoking halflings. Hmm?
You find the path that only the Blood Cult or the Shorefoots should have been able to show you.
I'm a lucky man.
You're like pretty sure you found yourself underneath the like Gnomish section.
Yes.
You're not sure exactly where you are, but you know you are under the Gnomish section.
Okay, and I want to try and keep making sure that the Blood Cult is following me.
They are definitely chasing
me. Excellent news.
You know it's in the Gnomish section though.
Mm. He doesn't know actually.
Shane.
He'll get killed in the fray.
You hope.
Or he'll cause more chaos that I can slip away in.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm like, so basically, so you're no longer a captain.
No.
So any kind of deal that we could try and make with, and you don't, kind of like run after Flipsham and be like, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'll just
he left ages ago.
Damn it. Okay, I was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, you were smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, I was. Can I just send a message, like a, can you just tell Flipsham? Don't worry about 6:30.
Message has a limited...
No, as range. a messenger.
Oh, like a runner?
A boy.
Come here. No one can get into the Gnomish area.
Hey, has that runner come back from the Shorefoots yet?
Or have they not?
The runner from the... Oh, he probably has, but he hasn't come to find you.
That's all right.
Presumably they didn't send the message back.
No.
Yeah.
Although, apparently I know where they live.
Yeah.
Because the guy said to me, you know where we are.
You know, like, as a, like a... beat guard, if you will. You did know about the jewelry store and the clothes shop.
So
those are two businesses that are run by them.
I'm getting sick of waiting.
Nah, fair. I'll get a messenger to be like, hey, go to the Dobes and just tell if you can, just tell them to tell Flipsham not to worry. If she gets it, great. If not, no.
We're going to one
what
of
happened
the.
To, I made a promise.
I made a promise to either give it to them or destroy the weapon. Not the promises meet Erky Timbers.
You did actually make that promise.
Which promise?
Oh, did you? Oh, maybe not. Anyway,
I made a promise to destroy
it. You're not keeping it if you did make it, but whatever, let's go on.
Hey, I keep my promises to my flip champ.
So here's the plan. While Little O's going around, we get my boys together. You hit the clothes shop that the Shorefoots run, I'll hit the jewelry store. Or do you want to stick together?
Stick together. Okay. I kind of just like flash back to me lying dead in a hallway.
How can you flash back to that?
Or getting flashback to getting wounded by an arrow and then blacking out. Let's stick together.
So then the jewelry store.
Message will be, don't worry about 6:30. Destroy all yours, I promise. And that'll be my message to Flipchan.
Okay.
There you go. Keeping my promises. Because me and Periwinkle know what it's like to try our best.
Yep.
You try your best.
You ain't seen my best yet. I'm saving that for Greg Pierce and Papa Shorefoot.
Oh, fair. All right, let's go. Which one first?
I think the jewelry store is probably the better place to have because it's a jewelry store.
So jewelry store, weapons, combinations. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, whereas like a weird clothing store would be dumb. And the clothing store is further away. So let's go to the jewelry store. So we rally my new team, the C team. And we just go there and we wait to see if Little O turns anything up. We do our own investigation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're just twiddling our thumbs while Little O does it for us.
Exactly.
Okay. When you collect the C team, I'm going to say Tuesday.
Ah, I always hated that guy.
Well, Tuesday gives you some very important
Love
information.
Love Tuesday.
Well, I'm still allowed to dislike him on a fundamental. He's a little bit racist.
He's like, he has you so that he can say he has an orc friend.
Yeah, yeah. I go to his party as his token orc friend.
It's the kind of thing, like, if you're at a party and there's, like, an orc lady, he'll be like, hey, she's all right. And you're like, why don't you say that for any of the other races?
Like, you think an orc. Yeah, and he makes, like, orc jokes at me, and I'm like, you can't
you
say
actually,
those.
You're not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
How anyway. You going, my orc?
What's up, blood brother? No.
Not okay, man. Not okay.
Maybe tribe brother?
Calls me half and half.
Calls you Tusk.
Tusk.
Like, well, that's our just, word. That's,
you
can't
do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he comes back and he says, hey, I managed to spy on the commander's little fact sheet. I think he wants to get into the Shorefoot warehouse in the Gnomish district.
Well, then, fuck the jewelry store. We're going to the... Can you get a message to Little O and tell him that's where we're going? How do we get there?
I don't know. Getting in is going to be quite a, like, an ordeal. Gnomes aren't letting anyone in.
Kind of wish I'd known this, like half an hour ago, maybe. Damn it.
We could still turn up
Gotcha!
At we could still turn up at 6:30.
6:30, yeah. And, like, there will be a guard posted there.
All right, messenger boy, come back. Give me that message.
Just send
Let's
another
just
message.
Tear that message up. All right.
Can't recall the message, but, like... if you do show up at 6:30, there will be a guard there regardless at the gate, and you could just say, Flipcham, please come to the gate.
Sure.
I'm with
My
you.
My word.
The town militia are with me. Do we want to get a message to Little O and see if he can find a way to get into the Shorefoot's warehouse that isn't through the front door?
Sure.
All right. We do that too.
Getting a bit salty?
I'm I'm in so much trouble now, like, with Flipcham.
Yeah.
She can be mad at me.
She's going to be a bit mad at you. There's going to be anger sex.
Yeah.
Hey, anger sex.
You don't like
right.
anger sex that much. Flipcham punches you sometimes.
No, donkey Leo. Punching, Leo.
Is that the one where it's in the back of the head?
Yeah,
donkey punching.
Oh, your sex boy. Is weird, and you're both little, so it's strange.
I don't want to imagine why she's behind you as well.
Leo can like pegging.
Yeah, a lot of pegging.
It's fine.
Halflings love pegging.
It's like a gnomish steam powered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, Leo's all for butt play.
Get on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. More power to him. If only Leo and Greg Pierce had met under different circumstances.
If only.
Maybe sometimes you anger Shannon.
Get her real angry so she'll peg your heart.
You know, I've just always felt that like gnomes were kind of like a shitty halfling.
You're a bit just of a worse
anyway.
Race.
Just objectively.
Bang!
And objectively.
Anyway,
like
let's,
kind of
anyway, let's get off
let's
pegging.
Moving, yeah, straight along.
Just like, messenger boy, just give him a disregard, last message. Still the promise is fine. Meet you at 6:30.
I guess if the first message made it, surely the second one will.
Exactly.
Anyway, you have to wait a couple hours, though, for 6:30 to roll around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got like 2 hours to play with. What do you guys want to do with it?
Do we try and find... Do we reconvene
Actually,
with
you don't
want to
grab the Little O's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Team up
yeah.
with them, see if they know of another way
yeah.
in that's not through the front
them,
door.
Yeah, team with Little O's be like, this is where we think they're going.
The Little... get another meeting with Papa Little O. He's like, carriage pulls up, he gets out. He's still got, like, he's dressed for battle right now. He's got this really old-looking leather armor. He's got like a light crossbow slung over his shoulder and the rapier at his hip. He walks up to you guys.
Well, was this about you wanting to get into the gnomish section?
Well, we believe that the Surefoot is underneath.
They have a tunnel to get in there.
So we believe
where's the tunnel?
I don't know. If we knew, we would be using the tunnel ourselves.
Do you have any idea where the tunnel could be?
No,
anything?
I don't know. No.
Any intelligence?
Look.
Kidnap a gnome?
Your girlfriend.
Yes.
She's a gnome, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you spoken with her?
Very briefly, yes.
Can she get you in?
Hopefully be speaking to her at 6:30.
The gnomes and we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. We steal from them. They, you know, get stole from.
Yep.
Sure.
That's how that angry sex happens.
And they insist on these gnomish weapons, the gnomish gunpowder. I do not like them, they do not like us. For good reason.
Fair. No. So, Littler, there's no way we could kind of have like a sit-down meeting with Erky Timbers. Yeah.
I will not deal with this man.
Right.
I feel like you two are my children now, but...
No.
I hate Erky Timbers that much.
I do not think...
Does Erky Timbers irk you, Littler?
He does a bit, yes. That's some good wordplay. You're probably my smartest kid if you are a kid.
No one's ever called me smart before, thanks, Papa.
So, little low. So, just so that we're all on the same page, it's like, destroy the weapons. Like, you, could you, cause I know Periwinkle, you wanted, do I know anything of what you want?
Not really.
Because to be like.
Right now, you just know I want my wife back.
Yeah. So, like, you know, do you want to kind of, like, is there any kind of person, like, any faction that we could kind of work with, Little O? Is that even if we don't destroy it, maybe they have it and that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Possibly the town guard. I don't like the idea of the town guard getting it. Sabres are nut jobs. They're religious fanatics. I can't give it to them. The church? The church would destroy it. That's a good idea. But, I don't know.
So Little O would be open to the town guard keeping it.
I don't like the idea. It's the best of a bad situation if they get it.
Right. Little O, I made a promise to
the
Periwinkle.
The church would destroy it, I assume.
I made a promise to Periwinkle that, you know, he would be able to have a meeting with you about the weapon if we were to get it. And if we were to get it, like, I mean, I would love to destroy it on your behalf, but it's really Periwinkle's call.
Why do you want to keep such an awful thing?
It's not about keeping it. It's about keeping it away from people who might want to use it.
What better way than to break it?
Because then, if you have a nuclear bomb, which actually doesn't make sense, if you have a dragon, right?
A nuclear dragon, yeah.
You have a dragon, and you decide to let that dragon go, rather than just locking it up with people who will keep it safe, someone trustworthy and big and maybe a half-orc, I don't know. Then when the enemy comes to the gate and he's got his dragon, you've thrown your dragon away.
But we have a chance. We break this thing, maybe it never comes back. What if it never does?
But the gnomes...
You and I know, Little O, you're too smart and you've been around too long to not think that the gnomes would just build a new weapon.
Hang on.
Good point.
If anyone keeps this weapon, then should be us.
Is it possible, maybe... I know you don't like Erky Timbers, but to maybe build up some truce and rapport to, maybe as
they
a token of good faith,
there cannot give, be any the friendship
gnome, here. Give the weapon to the gnome. You know what? It was a silly conversation. We should destroy the weapon. Let's destroy the weapon.
That's a good idea.
I think
only
it's a good
someone
idea.
Had suggested that.
Yeah. We should destroy the weapon.
Sassmail.
Are you trying to give me a look?
Let's destroy the weapon. A nod, a pleading look of like, destroy the weapon. Give it to the maybe church. They'll destroy it too.
If I destroy the Surefoots, then I can decide what happens to the weapon.
Well, I don't think I'll be in a position to stop you. But I trust you. You saved my Rosita. You bring her back to me.
I did.
Your family now.
You should marry her. Why don't you marry her? Get back on me.
You're a member of the town guard, maybe? You're a member of my family, definitely.
Thank you.
Come here. Kneel down.
Boom!
He kisses you on both cheeks.
You do this for me. You break this weapon, I make you both made men.
Ooh,
you
made
unmake
man.
The machine, I make you. I'm gonna go. We need to rebuild Little Tigalai. But if you need help with this gnomes, I can help you however I can, but we cannot get in unless you have a way for us to get in. Is there anything else you need?
You haven't heard about any information about where my wife specifically is? Is she with the weapon?
We know from search. Surefoots have three places it could be. Could be in a clothes store?
Yeah, unlikely, but
possible.
Could be in the jewelry store? Yeah.
Probably. Inside the Gnomish district. They have a warehouse there. They have a tunnel to get there. We know this.
Yeah.
We know this. It is better defended in there.
So you were making the assumption that my wife is with the weapon?
Well, no guarantee, but possible.
Let's go there then.
Catch any surefoots while you were out exploring?
We caught some filth. We do what we always do with filth. Get rid of it.
Yeah, man after my own heart. All right then, I guess see you later. Little low. We'll go and meet up with... You smoke when you're nervous.
Now, I want you to know, if you need manpower, I give you what I can, but I can't give you a lot. There's not a little turf war erupting right now. I need to go, what's the word? Kill a lot of fucking surefoots.
Oh, yes. Can I come? No.
If we find your wife, and my men, they'll keep her safe.
Good.
If you find my wife and potentially Papa Surefoot or the people keeping her, can you keep them safe and alive too?
He smiles. I keep them for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now the fuck do we do, Leo?
Well, now we've got to meet up with, Timbers and Flipsham at 6:30.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
You all, you're taking the C team with you as well?
Yeah. Yep.
You arrive. There are, like, guards lining up on the massive walls to this section of the city. Slowly, the gates open just a fraction, like, wide enough for three abreast gnomish soldiers to stream out. You didn't know the gnomes had soldiers in here. If this was still the nation of Goldcrest, this would basically be an act of war. They start arranging themselves. There's, like, two sets of three come out. You know, they have weapons with them. They're not aiming them at you or have them drawn or anything like that. Well, they have them at the ready, just not, like, directed at you.
If this goes bad, get behind me. I reckon I could punch through eight of them at once.
Don't punch the gnomes. Just say the gnomes are good peeps.
Erky Timbers walks out. Hello there. Erky. I was told you wanted to talk to me again.
Hi, Erky. Yeah, remember me. Anywho, so, do you know of the Surefoots?
I'm aware of the Halfland family.
Do you know that they have a warehouse in your district?
We do, yeah.
You know that that's... Can we get into... We need... They've got his wife, and they're keeping her hostage there, and we would like to get into... Let us into the gnomish thing.
With a popping sound. Right behind... You can see just through the gap in the fence, a sewer grate leaps off into the middle of the street, and out of the sewer grate climbs your good friend... Greg Pierce.
Mother.
Back down! Can I give him a fucking intimidate stare?
You can. I'm not going to roll for it.
Just know that my eyes are saying that if I get my hands on you, I'm going to choke you with your intestines.
You look down, Greg Pierce, and there's a blood cultist climbing this ladder up to you.
Blink!
Which direction?
Into the gnomish district.
All right. With a pop, Greg Pierce is gone. With another pop, he reappears running down a street.
Right, Erky Timbers, can you see that man over there? We really need to get
Erky
him.
Erky Timbers is just kind of like dumbfoundedly staring.
So, is it okay? That man is
a fugitive of the law.
Men in black and purple and red and blue robes start climbing their way out, and they engage with the gnomes nearby who engage back. Chaos erupts.
We run past the gnomes after Greg Piss.
You get clear.
That was
easy. Greggy! Come and have a chat, mate.
Do I still want to have a talk in the direction of... You know where the warehouse is.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet. Above ground, it's easy to get to.
Yeah, right, we're just following Greg towards the warehouse.
All right.
Also with the C-team.
Behind you is a odd assortment of blood cultists and gnomes fighting each other as the blood cultists try to get to Greg Piss and the gnomes try to get to you guys.
I'm going
to
drop some caltrops that I stole off Greg Piss.
All right, you hamper some of them. See? Like some screaming occurs behind you.
And keep running. Oh, wait, grease the floor!
You grease the floor as well.
Grease the floor!
Well, wait, how far away is Greg Piss?
He's pretty far ahead of you guys.
So I can't grease him. Not a chance.
If you threw bees, you'd get him, but that'd slow you down. You'd start falling back.
I'm going to keep chasing him.
Can I cast invisibility on myself as I run?
You can, but you start falling back.
I'll cop it.
With a wink, Greg Piss disappears.
Shit.
Will Greg Piss be found? Can Greg Piss be found? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.